Hey, baby, how was your day? Long and wearing, huh? That's actually perfect. I know just the thing to make it better. Come on back to the bedroom. Well, it's a good thing you're not in the mood to have sex, because we're not gonna have sex. Come on. All right. Now take off all your clothes. I did say we weren't having sex. I didn't say you weren't having sex. You're gonna get yourself off. Just like you always like to do. I know you've had a problem with that lately. And we're gonna fix that right now. So get naked. And just to make things fair, I'll get naked too. No, I'm not trying to trick you. Trust me. You do look gorgeous, though. Okay, come on. Get into bed. All right, I'm gonna sit up here. Put the pillows up. And prop myself up on the headboard. Now I want you to crawl in front of me and just lie down on me, okay? No, with your back on me. See, I told you I'm not tricking you. Okay, good. Scooch up and get comfy. All right. Now, you told me about your little problem, and I've got to say, most people really wouldn't consider coming way too hard a problem, but I know exactly what you mean. Ever since we started going out, you told me how much you love to masturbate, and that was probably one of the hottest things I heard when I first started seeing you. And I still love it, but I know how much you like it, and I know why you like it. It's more like meditation for you, and it helps to relax and make you feel good. And you know, I'm all about giving you huge orgasms and just leaving you wrecked and helpless, and but that's my job, and I want you to be able to do what you want to do to yourself. Yeah, I think I can help you. So come on, now just lean back on me and relax. That maybe one of your main problems is you let that beautiful imagination of yours start running wild. And you get really close, and then all of those naughty ideas start flooding in, don't they? And then you get distracted, and you get caught up in fantasy and all sorts of yummy stuff. Next thing you know, you're coming so hard you can't help yourself. Is that right? Or maybe it's something else. I don't know. The female orgasm is a mystery, and that's why I so do enjoy case study after case study. Shh, no. Okay. No more jokes. All right. What I want you to do is I want you to just lean back into me. Find the spot on my body that you can get the most comfortable. Here, actually, wait a minute. I need to shift. Yeah, of course I have a hard on, honey. You're naked and laying in front of me. But it's not about my dick. Don't worry about it. I just need to get a little more comfortable. It was starting to jam. So, all right. Now better? Okay, good. Now lean back. All right, now just let my body support yours. Use me like a big pillow or a recliner, whatever. Nice, warm, soft recliner with a raging hard on. Okay, seriously, no more jokes. All right. Come on, we're not even going to take this long. This is going to be kind of quick. All right, close your eyes. All right, now stretch your arms out. Stretch them all the way out. Stretch all the way to your fingertips. Now relax. Good. Now I want you to do the same thing with your legs. Now here, yeah. Lay your arms right on top of mine. Perfect. And stretch your legs out. Stretch all the way to your toes. Now relax. All right. Getting comfy. Okay. Just breathe. You feel good? Perfect. All right, now what I want you to do is take your hand and put them on your tummy. Okay, just like that, one over the other. Just feel yourself breathing. And feel me warm up again. Isn't that nice? You smell really good, by the way. Okay. Now, I want you to start thinking about your pussy. Just like this, right after you get home from work. Oh, and there it goes. Did I say you could put your hand down there? Well, you can. But just go slowly. And I want you to put just your middle finger right on your clit. And just rest it there. You make little circles now. Don't press down. Just little circles right on your hood. Just so you can feel your clit right underneath. Is it swelling? Is it getting a little harder? Keep breathing and relax. Is that good? Yeah. Oh, I love those sounds, baby. this, okay? I'll just give you a couple kisses on your neck. Oh, you like it? I'm not really here, baby. It's just you in bed getting yourself off like you love to do. It's so hot to me that you love to masturbate as much as you do. But I tell you, I can't blame you if I was as pretty as you. I'd get up every morning and look at myself in the mirror, and I don't think I could help but slip a finger or maybe two inside. Just watch myself. I know you don't do that, baby, but if I were you, I would. Yeah? Okay. You feel good? You feel naughty? Okay. Now I want you to stop thinking. I don't want you to imagine anything. If you need to think about something, think about my lips on your neck, up your jaw, behind your ear. But don't think about anything else, except maybe those fingers rubbing that beautiful swelling clit. What's that, baby? Was that nice? You want to do it again? Come on. Just one more little one for me, baby. Come on. Just what you were doing before. You like that? You like the feel of my cock pressing up against you too, don't you? Oh, I promise I'll come for you later, baby. Right now I want you to have on then. Come for me. Come on. Oh God, that's so gorgeous. Keep coming. Okay, now stop. Stop. Now relax. Just like that. Good girl. Now put both of your hands on your thigh. So, tell me, how is that?